Russ was sitting in Kelly's lap. He seemed shy of the combat-boosted mercenaries, but was content to let her spray a salve on his saddle sores. She smoothed down the damp hair on his forehead and grinned as she offered him one of her chocolate bars.
"You must have been through a lot," she said to Horst.
"We have." He eyed Sean Wallace, who had kept to the back of the hall since he had arrived. "The devil has cursed this planet to its very core. I have seen such evil, foul, foul deeds, such courage, too. I'm humbled. The human spirit is capable of quite astonishing acts of munificence when confronted by fundamental tests of virtue. I have come to believe in people again."
"I'd like to hear about it sometime," she said.
"Kell's a reporter," Sewell said mockingly. "Someone else who makes you sign contracts in blood." She glared at the big mercenary. "Being a reporter isn't a crime, unlike some people's occupation."
"I shall be happy to tell you," Horst said, "but later."
"Thank you."
"You'll be safe enough now you're hooked up with us, Father," Razor said. "We're planning to head south away from the cloud, and the good news is that we're expecting a starship to come back for us in a couple of days. There's plenty of room for you and Russ on our hovercraft. Your ordeal's over."
Horst let out an incredulous snort, then put the coffee carton down, rueing his slowness.
"Oh, my lord, I haven't told you yet, have I? I'm sorry, that ride must have addled my brain, and I've had so little sleep these last days."
"Told us what?" Razor asked edgily.
"I gathered what children I could after the possession began. We're all living together in one of the Savannah homesteads. They must be terrified. I never intended to be away all night."
There was complete silence for a second. Even the Red Cloud's hollow thunder was hushed.
"How many children?" Razor asked.
"Counting young Russ here, 29.
"Fucking hell." Horst frowned and glanced pointedly at Russ, who was staring at the mercenary leader with apprehensive eyes over his half-eaten chocolate. Kelly held him a fraction tighter.
"Now what?" Sal Yong asked bluntly.
Horst looked at him in some puzzlement.
"We must go back to them in your hovercraft," he said simply.
"I fear my poor old horse can travel no further."
"Why? Have you some other mission?"
The combat-adept mercenary kept still.
"No."
"Where exactly is this homestead?" Razor asked.
5 or 6 kilometers south of the jungle," Horst replied, "and 40 minutes walk east from the river."
Razor datavised his guidance block for a map and ran a search through LDC habitation records trying to correlate.
"In other words, under the Red Cloud."
"Yes, that abomination spread at a fearsome rate yesterday."
"Razor," Jalal said, "the hovercraft can't possibly carry that many people, not if we're going to keep ahead of the cloud."
Horst looked at the hulking combat adept in growing amazement.
"What is this you're saying?"
"Can't, can't. They're children. The eldest is 11 years old. She is alone under that devil's spew in the sky, alone and frightened, holding the others to her as the sky turns to brimstone and the howling demon horde closes in. Their parents have been raped by unclean spirits. They have nothing left but a single thread of hope."
He stood abruptly, clamping down on a groan as his ride-stiffened muscles rebelled against the sharp movement, face reddening in fury.
"And you, with your guns and your mechanoid strength, you sit here, thinking only of saving your own skin. You should run to embrace the possessed. They would welcome you as their own. Come along, Russ, we're going home."
The boy started sobbing. He struggled in Kelly's grip. She climbed to her feet, keeping her arms protectively around his thin frame. Quickly, before she lost all courage, she said,
"Russ can have my place on the hovercraft. I'll come with you, Father."
Retina switched to high resolution. She looked at Reza, recording.
"I knew you'd be trouble," he datavised.
"Tough," she said out loud.
"For a reporter, you have very little understanding of people, if you think I'd desert his children after all we've seen."
Kelly pouted her lips sourly and switched her visual focus to Jalal. That exchange would have to be edited out.
"Nobody is going to leave the children behind, Father," Reza said.
"Believe me, we have seen what happens to children driven away by the possessed, but we are not going to help them by rushing in blindly."
And he stood, rising a good 30 centimeters higher than the priest.
"Understand me, father?"
A muscle twitched on Horst's jaw.
"Yes. Good. Now, they obviously can't stay at the Savannah homestead. We have to take them south with us. The question is how. Are there any more horses at the homestead?"